Today's share in the Dear Shemishtah Bur Yomi program is Daf Yud Ches Omud Beis. And we are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began Simen Tof Mem Dalet yesterday, which deals with the halachos of Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. And we're at Sif Beis on the second line. The Mechaber goes, and he says, Tov Luvara Be'erev Shabbos Kodem Chatzos. This is halacha we discussed yesterday, that even when Erev Shabbos is Yud Gimel, because it's Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, and therefore we move everything up to Yud Gimel. So he says, likewise, when you're moving it up to Yud Gimel, since we normally do it every year by Chatzos, so do it as well this year by Chatzos, even though technically you're going to eat chametz and have chametz around the rest of the afternoon of Yud Gimel, Erev Shabbos. Tov Luvara be'Erev Shabbos, Kodem Chatzos, you should try to do it before Chatzos. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sif Katan Tes, Lav Davka doesn't literally mean before Chatzos, Rotzalama, B'tchilas Shosh Shishas, at the beginning of the sixth hour, beginning in our idealized day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 11 o'clock. Come on, B'Shar Shonim, like in every other year, that's when you would normally do it. The issue footnote number 17 points out in every other year, we do it a little bit before the start of the sixth hour, so you'll have time to do the bittel afterwards. But here, since we're not doing the bittel afterwards, there's no reason not to do it at the start of the sixth hour. The Mechaber continues and he writes, the reason for this is Kadesh lo yavo litos b'shar shonim levar achar chatzos. If you were to be in the habit of doing it on Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, you may do it in the afternoon. The next year you'll say, hey, last year we did it right before Shabbos started, this year we'll do it right before Pesach starts, which would of course be a big avla, a big problem. And therefore, you should do it in the way you do it every year. And then the Ramah adds from the Torah, Uviyom HaShabbos Yivat Lenu. And then on Shabbos you do the bittul that we would normally do every year on Yudalit in the morning. You do that also here on Yudalit in the morning as well on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Yud, as we will in Yirtzeh Hashem learn in tomorrow's shir. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, "Ve'no tzorach levato be'erev Shabbos b'shas biur." You don't have to do a bittul on erev Shabbos because the sov yet tzorach levato be'omach, because you're doing the bittul anyway on your dalit on Shabbos morning. Shari chozav ezochah be'pas shemeshayel tzorach haShabbos. Because if you do the bittul on Yud Gimel, then you're still going to want to eat Yud Gimel in the afternoon chametz and the Shabbos meals, as we spoke about in yesterday's shir. So therefore, the bittul wouldn't work. And furthermore, you may forget that miyesh lachol shem yishar mehem ma'at, and you'll forget to do a bittul on your dalit as you're supposed to. So therefore, only do the bittul on your dalit, and you don't do it again on your gimel as well. The Shari Tshuva in Dibra Maskul Tov Luvar brings down an interesting question about doing work on Erev Shabbos when Shabbos is Erev Pesach. And he brings that from the Chaim Shaul, who says that Tzorech Iyun, whether you're allowed to do Malacha on that Yud Gimel Erev Shabbos of Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, does it have the same dinim? Normally you're not supposed to do work on Erev Pesach. And he brings down from the drashos of the Ma'aril, Sherotz l'hachmi yachmi. If you want to be machmi, you can. However, the Knesset Hagdola brings down over here that this is only a chumrah, and one doesn't have to do this, and the Machzik Bracha brings down the name of the Zera Emes, that it is permissible to do malacha on Yud Gimel, Erev Shabbos, when it's Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, i.e. Shabbos is Yud Dalet. Now we go to Siv Kimmel. The Mechaber writes, "Ein mevashlin l'Shabbos daisa uchayotzi v'zeh." On this Shabbos, don't go and bake, even though you're allowed to bake Erev Shabbos. Normally, you would cook up a storm on Erev Shabbos or Shabbos. Here, don't make various types of grain dishes over here, like daisa, like a porridge over here. And likewise, ein osim bo pasat snuma bakara, and don't make bread that will get stuck into the plate that you're making it in, into the container that you're baking it into. Pasnuma, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Yud Beis, is yuvesha, is dried bread that will stick to the walls over here. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Yud Aleph, the reasoning is dover shadakul ledovik bakli, because something that will get strongly attached to the utensil over here, ki itzorich ladicham achar achila mishum yisru chametz, you're going to have to rinse it out after you use it to get rid of the chametz, and that's a problem. But also, you're not allowed to use that kli anymore because it's a chometz nika kli, and therefore you're not allowed to rinse it out on Shabbos because you're preparing for, so to say, after Shabbos. V'also kiven shein tzorach lem shum ba'osu Shabbos, ba'osu hayom. You're not using it that day, as we've already learned in Simen Shin Chav Gimel Sivav. So it's a problem over here, so don't get involved in the problem. Don't cook such types of dishes. The Ramah adds over here, and he says, Hagah, v'im avar u'bishel, if you did it after the fact, v'amaychol dovuk b'teira, and now you have this chametz that's stuck to the container that you baked it in, v'yevshel l'kancho, and you can't get rid of it just by using your hands and cleaning it out, so then, yesh ladicho ma'at lahavir chametz, then you can go and pour in water over here and rinse it out in order to get rid of the chametz. He brings this down from the Ma'ariv aisle. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot Yud Gimel, the Evshol Lekancho, it's impossible, the Evshol Bekinuch, because if you could just wipe it out, Levad, but doing that alone, also Ledi Evshol Lotzot, then you wouldn't be allowed to rinse it out with water. Sivkot Yud Dalet, then if there's no other choice, then you can rinse it out with some water, Yesh Ladicho Ma'ad, which means, Rotz Loma, Rach Bichdei Shiavar Chometz, only enough to get rid of the Chometz. Uki Demesayim, as he concluded over there, V'af Agav Shehu Shalo Lutzorach Shabbos, even though you're not doing this for the purposes of Shabbos, Sharinon, we allow you to do this, B'di'evin Mishom Yisuf Chometz, to prevent the Yisuf Chometz from being chal, that you should have Chometz in your possession. The issue footnote number 18 brings down over here, one could argue this is a little bit of the Tzorach Shabbos, so you shouldn't have the Yisuf Shabbos. Nevertheless, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, in order to get rid of that problem, you could have just overturned the kli and you didn't have to technically rinse it out. So therefore, the rinsing it out over here is not something that you should do l'chatchila, only in a b'di'evit situation. The Mishnah Berurah adds, and he says, it would be preferable if you could do the rinsing out with a non-Jewish person doing it, odif, that would be preferable. If you can't do it yourself by just removing the chametz with your hand, by just cleaning it out, so then hadocha should be done with an akum rather than yourself. Brings down Pesach. Likewise, any cooking that you're doing for Pesach, it would be preferable to do it in kosher lepesach, brand new kelim. And the Shaar HaTzion Oz Dalet he brings down, Vein la'aros roseach l'soch kli chometz mikli pesach. And when you're using these kli pesach, over here to cook stuff for your Shabbos meals at a pesach dik, make sure that you don't pour from them into utensils at a chometz dik over here. Im lo shirotze shelo yishamish b'kderizu she'era mitocha ad l'achar pesach. Unless you don't plan on using that utensil anymore on Pesach, because you just poured from it into the other utensil, and as the issue footnote number 21 brings down, there's a problem over here with the heat that comes off from over there, the steam that comes off from the lower utensil is going to bring the chametz up there into the upper utensil, and therefore you shouldn't do this l'chatchila for sure. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and he writes, "Ukayom nagu b'kama makomos b'dinas tein." He says, "Nowadays the custom is in these countries are near where the Chofetz Chaim lived in Radin in Poland. Sha'acharat tefila ochlin ma'cholim korim shel chometz. That after they daven the shacharis early in the morning on Shabbos." So then they would eat cold chometz sticky dishes, and then in the afternoon, they would eat their pesach sticky stuff that was hot, the nishbashlo became shel pesach that was cooked in pesach sticky dishes, and that way the yotzim is there suda shlishis, and they would have, as we pointed out yesterday, the boss of the dogim that they would have as the suda shlishis is fully pesach sticky, no problems with chometz utensils or chometz product. The issue footnote number 20 brings down, you could actually have kidneys at that meal as well, as long as you have no problems with the utensils that it was cooked in, because there's no iser at that point to have kidneys, as long as there are no problems over here with the utensils. And as long as there's no tarovis chametz in them, so then it would be permissible to use orez or kidneys, rice or various beans that we normally don't eat on Pesach itself as a minhag. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, "Achar she'ocha b'Shabbos zeh suda shachrus." After you have your chometz dikah meal suda shachrus in the morning when it's still permissible on erev Pesach Cholios b'Shabbos, what do you do with the tablecloth? You nar hamapa. You take the tablecloth and you shake it out, and you get rid of all the chometz she'ochlu ba. V'kaneach ha'ka'aros b'etzbo, and clean off the utensils with your finger. V'yitmenem min ha'ayin, and you put them out of sight. Imshor kli ha'chometz with the rest of your chometz dikah stuff, but there really is no chometz over there. It's just the kalim of chometz and the utensil on the tablecloth of chometz that have no chometz still on them. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Tesvav, v'yosim perurim dakin, those very small crumbs over here that you're shaking off, the kinuach hakaros, and any stuff that's left on the plates that you're shaking off, ain't tzarich lotzia merushuso. You don't even have to get rid of it from your house, because the nidrosin biraglayim, they had dirt floors, and people would step on them, and they would destroy them that way, umizbarin melein, they would be gotten rid of in that fashion. However, mikol makom, he says, certainly, tov sheyechabed habayis achakachi de'akum, should have a non-Jewish person go and sweep up the house after that. Now, they were talking about their dirt houses over here, and the issue footnote number 24 brings down that nowadays, when most people don't have dirt floors anymore, that we have regular tiled floors or floors that are not dirt, and there's no concern of mash v'gumas that you're filling in the holes, so then certainly you can take a broom and sweep in that area, as long as you're making sure that the broom is a kosher broom, that you're not going to break any part of the broom when you sweep with it. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, however, if ein lo akum, if there's no non-Jewish person there, they can go and sweep their floors that were the dirt floors, yichabi be'atzmo, then you can even do it yourself, ayidei shinui bebege, do it with some sort of a garment over here in a non-normal way, and then it would be permissible as well, because you do have to get rid of the particles of chametz that are significant. The issue footnote number 22 brings down an interesting discussion. What about the chametz that's stuck in between your teeth? So he brings down for Nisan Karolit Shlita, Shem Eino Psik Reisha Shietzidam. If it's not a guarantee that you're going to go when you take some floss or something and cause blood to come out of your teeth, so then you can clean your teeth with either floss or with a toothbrush, as long as there's no problem of Shlita on the toothbrush, of squeezing out the toothbrush. So with a dry brush, that's normally not a problem, and therefore you'd be allowed to do this as well. If there's any chametz then left on the brush afterwards, you'd be allowed to rinse that off or to shake it off, again making sure that you don't do any schita in that situation. If a person has false teeth, so what should they do in this situation? So it would probably be preferable, if it's unable to clean the teeth properly in this situation, not to use the false teeth with chametz after you've cleaned them on Erev Shabbos. But if that's not possible, so then you would be allowed to do this before the Zman of the Isser of chametz, according to Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in the Mincha Shlomo, and he says, She'oz adayin mutar le'echol chametz, because then technically you could still eat chametz then, and when you're cleaning the teeth, you're not doing it, so to say, not for use on Shabbos. You still technically could eat chametz at that point in time. Mechaber then continues and he writes, V'im nishar pas, if you actually have pieces of bread left over from your shachris meal, what should you do with it? So he says, Yochel litno le'eno Yehudi, you could give it to a non-Jewish person. However, you have to do this, al menash lo lotzeis bo lishus harabim, as we'll explain what this means. It sounds like it says that you have to tell him you're not allowed to go into the lishus harabim. That's not what it means. It means that you can't specifically tell him to go take it into the lishus harabim, because that would be an issa deraisa, and you're not allowed to do a mirli akum for an issa deraisa. You'd only be allowed to do a shvus lishus. Amir Lakum is a Dinder Rabbanan. You're allowed to tell the Akum to do a Dinder Rabbanan b'makom mitzvah. So you wouldn't be allowed to tell him to do an Issa Deraisa, which taking it from your Rishus HaYochid, if it went into a true Rishus HaRabban, would be an Issa Deraisa. That you wouldn't be allowed to do. So what the Mechaber is really telling us over here, as explained by the Mishnah Berurah, which we'll see inside in a moment, is as long as you don't specifically tell him to take it from your Rishus HaYochid and bring it into Rishus HaRabban, you'd be allowed to give it to him. And you should do this Derech HaRami. You do this in a hinting sort of a way that even if he does take him to Rishus HaRabban, it's not a problem, as long as you didn't explicitly tell him to. But you can't do it with a large amount. You can only do it with, as we'll see, one meal's worth at a time. Now, let's understand this a little bit better by looking inside the Mishnah Berurah, which explains what I said in more detail. And the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sivkot and Tezayin, B'matana gemurah, you have to give it over to him as a full matana, so it doesn't belong to you. V'sharinan zeh b'shabbos, normally we wouldn't allow you to give a full matana to somebody that's like mekach u'memkar over here, but l'tzorech mitzvah, k'deish lo yeh chometz rishus, so we allow it. But since you're doing it over here for the purposes of a mitzvah to get rid of the chometz in your possession, it's allowed. U'kamoshin is bor b'simen shinvav, as we've already explained in Hilcha Shabbos in Simen Shinvav. Sivkot Yudzayin, the Mishnah Berurah says that when we said, as I pointed out, amanash lo lotzis bo, it's lab dafka, it doesn't mean you have to specifically tell him. What the Mechaber was telling us over here is Shalom al menas lotzeis bo, v'afilu b'stamashari. As long as you don't specifically tell him to go outside, even if you say nothing, then even if he goes outside from the Shusha Yochid to Shusha Rabim, it's not your problem. As opposed to lafuke hecho de omelo yisro behedja, as opposed to if the Jew tells him, take this from my Shusha Yochid house over here and bring it outside and go through the Shusha Rabim. The awesome mishum shvus da amir liakum. That would be a shvus that you're not allowed to tell a nachri an akum to go and do a melacha deraisa for you. However, mikol makom bal nefesh roi shiasnimo amanash shalol hotzi. But if you really want to do it right, then you should specifically tell him, don't go into the rishus harabim. Just get it out of here, but not by going into the rishus harabim. And kemashma b'hagos maimonios shom. And that's the opinion of hagos maimonios. Now, the issue footnote number 25 brings down several important dinim over here as well. He says, Lo ma'al l'nachri l'hotzi es ha'chometz deres rishus harabim rishus ha'yochid shal ha'nachri. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that that's actually permissible. Why? Kivan shim eino omed lofush rishus harabim. Because technically, if he just goes straight from your house to rishus ha'yochid and keeps on walking and doesn't stop, goes through the rishus harabim into his house, that's only an issa d'rabbanim. Because if you don't stop in the rishus harabim, then you haven't done an akira and anocha from the rishus ha'yochid into the rishus harabim. And he says, I v'afopi shim yamor hanochri lofush b'rishus harabim nimso shos b'locha. I, if the guy decides to stop, he has done a melacha d'raisa, which is your problem, not his problem. Nevertheless, you didn't tell him to do so, Shlomo Zalman says. Hanochri osir kemi da'asatz, when he's doing it on his own. And therefore, it would technically be permissible. And he brings down from the Sefer Shaarei Tzion, that brings down in the name of HaBeis HaLevi, this same suggestion. The issue footnote number 26 brings down that in this situation as well, one can rely upon the more lenient opinion to say that our Rishus HaRabim today aren't really Rishus HaRabim, so it's only Nisa the Rabbanon as well. The Mishnah Berurah now in Sivkot Yud Ches tells us, that was into a real Rishus HaRabim. Avol LeKarmelis, the Eino El Shvus, but to bring it into a Karmelis, which is only a Din the Rabbanin that you can't carry from Rishus HaYochid into a Karmelis, Mutter, Afilu Lo Malo, Behed Yolotzio, then you can specifically tell him, most of our Rishus HaRabims, as I pointed out today, aren't really Rishus HaRabim. Many of them are, in fact, a Karmelis. So therefore, you'd be allowed to tell the non-Jewish person to take the chametz that you gave to him as a matana gemura and bring it out of your house and take it to his house. Because the shvus, b'malkum mitzvah shari, as I pointed out, to Amir al-Akwins, the Rabbanan, to tell him to do what the Rabbanan, i.e. carrying from Rishus HaYochin to Rishus HaRabim, is the shvus, or the Rabbanan to the Rabbanan, and b'malkum mitzvah, in the setting of a mitzvah over here, it's permissible. And he says, Ayin and Simon Shin Mem Hei, where we learn the age deus proposed, the Rishus HaRabim, who daf could be shishim ribo. And if you add on to it that, as I pointed out, not everybody agrees that our Rishus HaRabins are really Rishus HaRabim. You need 600,000 people there as well. And therefore, in the most of the cities in Europe at that time, which were much smaller cities, so they weren't really Rishus HaRabim over there, so therefore, it wouldn't be a concern as well. Sivkot in your test, you have to do a Derech HaRoma. The Mishbura says, after you obviously wanted him to bring it outside your house. This is allowed, because you didn't specifically tell him to do so. But you're only allowed to do this with the Dover Muat, Sivkot and Chof, the Mishnah Berurah says, Aval Harbi Yosu, you can't do it with a large amount, because the Muach HaMilsa Shanos and Olotziyam, because obviously if you give him a large amount, he's not going to be able to eat it right then and there. He's going to obviously want to be taking it home with him, and therefore it's as if you're telling him to take it outside, Bedavka. Miu, Dover Muat, Mutali Tenlo, but a little bit you're allowed to, Afilu Kamapam, even over and over and over again, because the Akopotim, Eno Elo HaRama Vishar, because he could eat it right over there theoretically, doesn't have to take it outside, and therefore this method of guile over here works. The davar muru, how do we define that a little bit? Kidei suda achas, enough for one meal. Ubecharmelis mutu b'chol gavni. But if it's going to a karmelis, then you can do it even with more. The chanal, as we've already explained, because it's shus the shus b'makom mitzvah. Now, if you have a lot of chametz over there, and we just said you can't do it except the davar muat, also be erev Shabbos, and now you're stuck. You forgot to sell it on erev Shabbos. Sorech litno b'matana l'nochri. You give it to the nochri as a matana. Yochel litno l'nochri makiro umiyudo shiodeh bo shiachz lo achar pesach. And you can give it to a friend of yours who you know will give it back to you after Pesach. But you have to make a real kinyan over here. He has to either lift it up or he has to pull it towards him to bring it into his rishus in some way in order to truly acquire it. But if it's too much and he can't pull it, then you can have him acquire it by taking over the key. Also, as we pointed out, you can't do this matana business normally on Shabbos. But again, here, for the purposes of doing a mitzvah, not to have the chametz in your house, you'd be allowed to. If you're concerned that maybe he won't return it to you, then they say that you could even sell it to the guy. This isn't considered mekach u'memkoi ben Shabbos. You're not doing this for business purposes. You're doing it just not to have chametz, and that's why it would be allowed. However, not everybody agrees with this. He brings down in the Sharet Zion Os Yud Aleph many Yachronim that disagree with this, and therefore they say Daitam de Mechira also b'chol gavni. They do not allow you to do this under any circumstance, and this is true. Afilu ain't olakech most menukal. Even if you're not getting any money from the non-Jewish person now, elakotzi most chum amekach. You set aside a certain amount that it's going to be omochel olokishar shibeshuk or whatever the going market rates are. Belikitzi says chum without specifying the amount of money hamekach of the sale. And you give it to him through one of the valid kinyanim. Nevertheless, these poskim all hold you're not allowed to do this, even l'tzorach mitzvah. Commotion is barbasim shin vav sifav, as we learn in Hilchos Shabbos. I ain't showing the Mishnah Berurah for further details. The issue footnote number 27 has a big arichos over here as to how one is supposed to conduct the sale of the chametz on Erev Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos. When should the sale take effect? You're doing the sale obviously on Yud Gimel, on Erev Shabbos, so there are different opinions as to when the kinyan should take effect, either right at that moment, later in the day of Yud Gimel, or should it actually be arranged to take effect on Shabbos itself. Ayin Shomim, the issue footnote number 27. With this, we conclude today's shiur.